The Artist Road Podcast, hosted by Mindless and Disguise.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to The Artist Road. Before we get started on this episode with Astro Noise and Cat Lord, I wanted to talk about the new merch collab that just dropped with Pulse of Prophets, Quite Right Records, and Astro Noise. This right now is a t-shirt series, also with some hoodies and other few items coming later on. But this first drop is the first in this capsule. Super excited about it. We've been developing some merch designs and concepts with Astro Noise for a little while now, and this is just the beginning. It's a really cool fucking shirt. On the back is one of their favorite quotes from Carl Sagan, and we kept it techie with the Astro Noise logo and some clean lines on the front, as well as the back, so check that shit out. If you guys haven't heard Astro Noise, definitely check them out. They're probably some of the most unique techno I've heard, and I'm a very big stickler on music and music snob. If it's good, it's good, and these guys have always just impressed me with their productions, with their work ethic, with everything they do, and their shows are definitely one of a kind. So if you haven't listened to them, check the show notes. I have links there. And also go see them at an upcoming show. Also go and follow Cat Lord. All of the shows that he's been putting together are great. He's an amazing manager for Astro Noise. And this conversation was a lot of fun. Get to dive into their history about things that they're coming up and doing. And then what'll be great is I want to check in with them maybe 6 months to a year from now and see where they're at, because I feel like these guys over this next year are going to astronomically grow. So enjoy this episode. Check out the merch. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. Also, please at least share it with one person if you think they'd enjoy it. The more we can get the word out, the more people can hear it, the better. That's how we can grow. We just kind of do all of this for fun, and it's so much fucking fun. But obviously, we want to get this knowledge and info into people's ears. So with your help, we can. And thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Artist Road. My name is Disguise, and here with me is...
Minus.
And today we have our guest, Astro Noise. What's up, dudes?
What's up, fellas?
What up?
What up?
Can you introduce yourselves?
Yes, this is this is Nick with Astro Noise.
This is TJ. I'm the producer with Astro Noise.
And this is Davey, a.k.a. the Cat Lord. I'm the manager of Astro Noise.
All right. Thank you guys for being here.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
On this lovely Friday night.
We're so cool,
yeah.
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night.
Let's party. Let's make a podcast.
That's how we party. Podcast instead. But let's start with Astro Noise. What have you guys been up to lately? Like, what? How was New Year's for you? How was Oklahoma? Kind of give us some updates on some of the things you've been doing, and then what's next for you guys.
So lately, we've just been working on a lot more music, trying to land some bigger labels to kind of branch out a little bit more. And, you know, like big name labels like Kraftek or Tronic or something like that. I've just been kind of stacking tracks. New Year's was pretty cool. It was a fun little gig at Tennyson's Tap.
And yeah, that place was bumping for sure.
Yeah, yeah. That was tight. You want to tell them about our Oklahoma gig?
Yeah, we had a show back in Tulsa at a New York club called St. Vitus. Pretty good show. We had a packed out club with a nice little line outside the door. So I'd say
I've seen some of your pictures that you posted. Yeah, that place looked pretty cool with all the neon lights and stuff in there.
Yeah, oh yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
where was that at?
In Tulsa.
Yeah, but what was it called?
St. Vitus.
St. Vitus. Yeah. Yeah, that place looked cool.
Yeah, that place looked cool. Yeah.
Everything you guys had always told me about Oklahoma, I just didn't imagine anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. Not like that, for sure.
Yeah, when you said you're playing that show over there, I was like, all right, let's see what it's all about.
Yeah, not at all.
It looked pretty legit.
Yeah, I mean, they opened up the club, I think, about 3 years ago. So it's still fairly new. Like, you know, they're trying to push more house and techno. So
they're hungry.
Tulsa's coming up on game.
Yeah, slowly but surely. It was surprising though. I'll say. Yeah.
What's next for you guys? What's coming up?
coming up, our gig?
We're putting together a mini tour, trying to have some stops in Texas. Already got one lined up, and then probably gonna take it overseas. Well, not really overseas, but just like, you know, we're gonna hop across the Gulf there and go down to Costa Rica and play a little gig down there, and you know, try to get some other things lined up.
Yeah, that'd be super exciting. That'd be fun.
When is that supposed to happen? When's Costa Rica?
I'd say probably springtime is what we're shooting for. You know, we want to kind of get away from the cold, you know, get away from Denver, and that'll be a nice little segue to get out of the winter months, I guess, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Nick, don't get lost.
No, I'm trying.
I know.
Take some ayahuasca in the jungle.
Yeah. It's like, had a spiritual experience. It's like, I'm staying here, you guys.
Shit. The techno has called me to this land.
I was going to start making Afro house or jungle house.
Yeah.
Get my eyes wide open over there.
Fuck yeah. Well, that's sweet, you guys. Well, then, how about... talk about kind of where you guys came from with music, how you guys formed together, what started you guys into music, what made you go for techno, what, you know, those kinds of things. What are your origins?
Well, back in, it was my sophomore year, and it was TJ's freshman year. We tried starting up a rock band.
like everyone does.
Yeah,
all good techno starts with rock, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we had a few practices. We didn't get any better, so.
What did you play?
I played the electric guitar. I tried to.
Yeah, I was a bass player.
Yeah.
Did you guys wanted to be a drummer, but we did. We had a drummer, our buddy Cameron, and then one of our other buddies, Kane, was like the singer, lead guitar. Yes. And the practices, like Nick said, just didn't go very well. Yeah. And so, I don't know, we just kind of, we always messed around together, and we always all liked music and went to concerts and everything like that. So we tried to form the band, didn't work. But then me and Nick just kind of, he got like some, like, wasn't even turntables. What was it? Like,
no, it was just a little mixer with two jog wheels on it.
Yeah.
And it held CDs, like, you know,
like the rack mount ones.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Like a little rack came out, and you just put your CD in there, and back in.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
About what? When was that? What year do you think?
I was like 15 years old, so man, like 06.
Mass.
Wow.
Or 506, I don't know. Somewhere around there. It was a while back.
Yeah,
I was messing with rap though. I wasn't into electronic music yet.
Wow.
Yeah, it took a few years. Blew my mind until we kind of
hip hop. A bedroom hip hop DJ.
There you go.
Yeah, and I still, after that, a few years after that, was still, like, messing around, playing guitar. Like, my acoustic was my baby, and I would just go over to my buddy Kane's house that we tried making the band with, and we'd just sit there and play guitar forever. And so we were always into music, and Nick still liked metal and everything like that, and he had his guitar, and we still all jammed together and stuff. But a few years after that is when Nick, like, I remember you showing me techno at Kane's house.
Yeah.
And then I was like, damn. Oh, it's like, this shit is crazy too. But we kind of, that's when we went down that path. And then we just started going to raves after that. Cause a buddy actually I took a class at Tulsa Tech. And one of my buddies was like, have you ever been to a rave? Cause I was telling him I like techno. And I'm like, no, not yet. He goes, you got to go. And then we went and saw Ferry Corsten. For New Year's. Damn. Was that 2009 into 2010?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I remember those years of Ferry.
Yeah, and that was game changer, because that was like, damn, this is, raves are badass. And I think I don't know how many we went to, like, right after that. It was like back to back to back. Like, we went to Ferry, then for my birthday, which is in January, so like a month later, and then just kept going after that. And that's when I think it got serious for us, because we were like, rock is cool, and we still jam out to whatever music we want to, but that's when we're just like, all right, we got to be DJs from this point on. And I think for me personally, whenever we went to Ultra and we saw Richie, I was like, all right, now it's like techno from this point on.
But, yeah.
Which Richie like show was that? Do you remember?
That was 2012
at Ultra Music Festival.
Yeah. The Carl Cox tent.
Oh, okay.
We actually heard about him before. Like we watched a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff about him, like, you know, him playing live and shit.
Yeah.
And then we heard he was playing at Ultra, so we bought tickets to Ultra and went and saw him live, and then we were just completely, like, full-on techno after that. Like, fuck everything else.
Fuck everything else. Fuck everything else. Yeah, that was, I think, the main turning point. And then from that point on, I mean, we just, like I said, I've taken a bunch of classes for music production and everything, and we've always been working on that and kind of crafting our sound, and it became more and more techno. Then we started DJing more techno. We used to just DJ house parties, and then finally got gigs at clubs and honed our sound in a lot more. And then finally we're like, I feel like we need to get out of Oklahoma for a little more opportunity. And that's when I fell in love with Denver also because I like to snowboard. And then obviously there's a lot more techno and opportunity here too. So we're just like, yeah, let's go check out Denver. And it was an awesome move, I would say.
It's been a great move.
Yeah, for sure.
How long have you guys been here? Like in Denver?
Going on almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years? Nice, that's dope.
3 years. That's cool. In July, right?
June or July, in June. Something like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's a big move.
Have a party.
It's been great, dude.
It's
been a good move.
Just like go for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fucking love it up here. Your guys' career and just how much your guys' name's been everywhere. That's been, hell yeah. Super rewarding for sure, I'm sure.
What was the first track you heard, Nick, that went, like, transitioned you from hip hop to techno? Like, do you remember any, like,
What I got into after hip hop was actually Harsh Styles.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Some, like, but it was like, it wasn't the anthem and shit. It was like, straight up just like bass line and like, a kick,
right?
But I like Plutonium Boy. I don't know what this track was called. It was so long ago.
Yeah,
but he was like darker art style. I've always been into the darker shit. Mm-hmm. It just catches my ear better.
Yeah. Do you remember? Like,
I couldn't put a name on any one track, to be honest with you. But for me, I think like whenever we saw Ferry Corsten, like trance somehow really moved me. And I think that kind of is still an influence to what I put in my songs today. That's why, like, especially coming from playing a guitar too, I like to put like melody and stuff in my tracks and then just hit them with the techno drums.
I still think that's probably why the Earth track of yours is still my favorite, just because of that.
Yeah.
I thought you said your favorite song was River's Fantasy.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, shit.
It's on his playlist, man. Nah, some Ferry Corsten and some trance. I think that's what changed my mind. It really, really got me into the electronic music. That was so great.
Mm. That was Ferry Corsten.
Yeah.
He's trance, but that's... Yeah,
his stuff back from like 2010.
Yeah, it is. Trance now is something else.
Yeah,
it's a little different now.
Yeah. Trance is a little more mainstream. It's a lot different. Yeah, it's so cheesy.
Yeah,
so much of the time.
So much is cheesy.
Very coarse and true.
Yeah, no, I agree. His shit was always pretty on point back in the day.
And even Armin Van Buuren, like.
Yeah,
old school. Yeah,
he kind of got weak, man.
Yeah, he got a lot old, dude.
As soon as it became like the big stage, it just became.
Yeah, they're just, so it's fucking Jesus posed 20,000 times. And everyone believes Armin is Jesus.
Yeah. I forget who it was, but I think it was like, I don't even remember the name, but I went to, before Beta changed, you know, the original Beta.
Yeah.
I went to one trance show there. My friends are like, yo, let's, like, my buddies are over here. Let's come check it out. Like, let's just go over there and, you know, see what it's all about. And I looked up at like some trance DJ and I was like, whatever, you know, I'll go, you know, I haven't been to Beta in forever. And, you know, trance, like it's, you know, it's, I hadn't been to a trance show in years and years and years. And I went and yeah, you know, there was like the cute fluffy parts, but then the breakdowns were just banging like techno beats. I was like, oh
yeah.
Wait, kind of like missing out techno
almost in a way.
Yeah. I kind of almost felt like I was missing out on something, you know, like not having my ear to that and kind of seeing what that scene had been doing.
Yeah, that's true. There was a long time too where it's like when electro house like mm-hmm. got big, Trance was taking like electro house bass lines and throwing them in there for the dirty ass shit. So you have all this like electro house, like heavy ass stuff with these pretty things, and there was a lot of producers doing that for a minute, and that was really cool. And that still happens now, but like some of it, I swear, man, it's just like they all just use the same fucking synth and shit, and it's just
nowadays,
like, I wouldn't know who from who.
It's too commercial. They're all trying to just chase all those.
Shout out to Trance fans.
Shout out to Tiesto.
All I gotta say is for all those Trance fans out there, I'm glad you still like electronic music.
That's
where we can vibe on.
Exactly.
Sorry we give you guys a hard time.
Sorry.
You guys bring it on yourselves.
Yeah.
Not going easy on him. Not going easy on him.
No way. No fucking way. What was Oklahoma like for techno? What was that like, especially because you guys were there for a long time?
Even just getting your hands on the software to produce and stuff like that, like that's an entirely different scene and shit like that. So to be developing a sound out there is a different world for sure.
They like it. I mean, they didn't know what it really was until we played. Mm-hmm. But people were getting out there on the dance floor and getting down. Like, I mean, they definitely like it. You just gotta show them the music, cause like they got their own scene out there. Like they're more into like bass music, so you really don't get like house and techno out there too much. So you gotta just kind of like shove it down their throats. They'll like it. I mean, they dance, they enjoy it. I mean, at St. Vitus, everyone was going crazy when we were starting to announce some like heavier, darker techno, and they loved it. I mean, it seemed like they did, at least.
More recently, I would say when we first started off, I think it was kind of tough because we were just given like not the best spots, time slots or anything, because they would listen to it and be like, this music's just like playing. They didn't understand it, and they're just like, it doesn't go hard or whatever, and it's not like loud and in your face, and so
until
I
you
feel
hear
like
live, and then it's like banging.
Yeah, we'd have earlier.
Just put it on the sound system. Let me play some tracks on the sound system.
You know, we would have earlier time sets, but the people that did go out there, they were moving around. It's not like they were stand still. Like they're, you know, like the 10 people on the dance floor.
Yeah,
they'd be, you know,
they'd be jamming. Yeah. Be like, what was that?
Yeah,
like it's techno. But I mean, yeah, as far as like crafting a sound, we always reminisce on this because like I have this weird thing where I like to go back and listen to tracks just to see how far I've come every now and then, and like our sound, you can tell from the very beginning, was like not very heavily influenced by techno that much. It was like influenced by nothing, trance. Like trance and then like rock and just weird
random
stuff. Weird combination of random genres, I would say. And you can definitely hear that in our earlier stuff, which is still like out there on YouTube and everything.
That's awesome. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's kind of crazy to listen to it.
Page that's still alive.
Yeah.
Still love your music.
keep it up there. There's a few of them where I'm just like, I'm kind of proud of it, but there's a lot of them where I'm like, man.
going back. To that,
it's sure. Cool to see how far we've come though.
Yeah. Do you know how many tracks you've fucking written and released?
The under Astronoise probably like 100-150 something like that.
Yeah,
I would guess. And then like all the songs I've made, like not just released on a label but just like put out myself, I would guess like 300 maybe.
Jesus
from like
Christ.
The very beginning.
You guys do put out music pretty
quickly. You guys put out a
pretty
fuck ton of music.
It
makes me weep at night.
I'm like, another one!
That all the time. They're like, you got another try, I can't believe it.
It's kind of like the goose from Willy Wonka.
Dude, yeah, just pooping out golden eggs.
Eggs all fucking
great. Pooping out golden eggs.
Golden techno eggs.
I need to find out what that goose's name is.
Yeah.
For real. Name one of your tracks.
Well, all right, Davey.
Yeah.
Come on down. Tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, what got you into it.
So right now I'm, you know, pretty much, you know, what my, the majority of what I do is promote and, you know, help put shows together, curate, you know, events and manage Astronoise. That's my main deal right now. I've been kind of dabbling with DJing on the side a little bit, just here and there. Just, you know, it's fun to get out there and, you know, I guess touch the decks and get a little creative in that aspect of things. It's a different type of creativity that, you know, I think is an awesome art form because it takes a lot of skill and a time, and to have that sound of what you're trying to put out there that's an art to me. And I don't think that I have the time to do that. What I do have the time to do is, you know, listen to other people and see what they've put those long hours in and get a good event going and curate a lineup. But I guess the way I started out with this is, back in El Paso, I had some buddies that would throw shows and I got involved with them just going to the shows and hanging out. And eventually I started just carrying gear and moving stuff around and, you know, hanging out and becoming part of that. And before I knew it, that became what it is today. I moved to Colorado with the goal to start throwing my own bigger shows and just figure out what it is that I wanted to hear and what I wanted to put out. And I got the opportunity with one of my buddies. We got together and we had a friend that owned a little bar called Tennis and Stab. We asked him a couple times if we could throw some shows there. They were kind of hesitant for the first couple of times. They were a locals, I guess, kind of neighborhood, come over and we'll jam out. And they'd sometimes bring bands through there that were touring. And I kind of got them to change their mind. We had one show, and then before you know it, I was doing it for 3 years. Probably over 150 shows I did there.
God damn.
And then I got noticed by the original Taco Tuesday, Techno Taco Tuesday crew, and they gave me an opportunity to start bringing in bigger artists and kind of let you know, Denver hear what I wanted them, you know, to kind of see that I knew about, and grew from there. And we're still trying to figure out, you know, what we're going to do with that in general, just because it's a tough night. Tuesday night's a tough night.
Yeah, it fucking is.
Very mind blowing too. That like it's cool to see that happen, especially since Tuesday's tough. But yeah, it's worked.
Especially for you to do that for that long.
Yeah, for sure.
That's some fucking persistence too. You know?
Coming up on 4 years of really rough Wednesdays at my day job, my career. It's tough. I kind of geared back a little bit for the winter, slowed it down. Just because I've been doing this for so long, I know that it can be tough to do it in the winter months, and I needed a little break personally as well.
Dude,
you know,
yeah,
4 years of working every single holiday, it's tough because Tuesdays, I don't know why, they always happen to fall on the weekdays lately.
Yeah.
Especially like we just had these past 2 weeks.
Those fucking holidays threw us off.
So for these two, I was like, you know what, I'm going to take it off for sure and go enjoy Denver and see what they have to offer. You know?
That's fucking true.
Come be a patron and bring whatever I can to the table to have a good evening, you know?
Yeah.
True. When did you move from El Paso to Denver?
It was January, 2010, I believe. Something like that. 2009, 2010, 2011, somewhere in there. It was pretty foggy back then. It's been through a lot since then. And, just been up here for, I'd say, almost 10 years or 10 years or so, give or take.
Yeah. God damn it, it's 2020.
It's crazy.
So crazy.
Did you grow up in El Paso?
I grew up there, yes. I grew up there from 96 until 2010, or what, give or take.
But and not then, born there?
Yeah, before that I was in Arizona. I was born in Phoenix, Arizona. Lived in El Paso for a while. Moved out of there. Went to Austin. Lived there for a bit. Did some, you know, cool things out there. Didn't really get involved in the music scene or anything like that, but got to experience some really awesome shows, some cool little festivals and stuff like that. And Texas is it's a pretty awesome place, you know, especially if you're from there and like, or you stay there and you get to experience it and not you just hear about it on the news or you visit it for a couple days.
When did you live in Austin?
Right before I came here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Kingdom?
Kingdom, yeah. I went to Kingdom. Man. Went to Nocturnal Festival out there for a couple years. A couple other little cool bars, Barcelona. There's a lot of cool like little divey stuff out there. Yeah.
It's a cool spot.
Yeah. Been to some of the bigger venues like Stubbs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And yeah. There's a lot of really good music out there, and they're more focused on the live band type stuff, you know.
Yeah.
True. They have been I don't know, they just had their second Seismic event, which is basically a techno festival from what I gather, you know, from what I've seen. Yeah. And yeah, that seems to be gaining some traction out there, especially even their Vibe Vessel stuff out there seems to be kind of popping off. So hopefully one of these days we'll get Astro Noise out there and have them play one of their parties.
That'd be sweet
for sure.
Where did the name Cat Lord come from?
Ooh, yeah. This is a good story. So I don't know. There's this thing that on Workaholics they say lording, you know, and I used to, for my birthdays every year, I'd go up to the mountains and go get a nice fancy hotel and get like, you know, spa treatments and bring a bunch of champagne pop bottles and just walk around in a robe the whole time and just kind of, you know, lord out, you know. And I took this one picture and I'm like, have like a wine glass and a bottle of champagne and I'm like sitting in a tub or something, and I don't know, somebody called me a bath lord. And then so I don't know, I've always had my cats, and like I always talk about my cats and I post pictures about my cats, and people like I don't know how it just transpired, but I think I was looking for like a new Instagram name, and I was like, what about Cat Lord? Let's see how this works. And I just kind of stuck it in after that, like everyone went Cat Lord, everybody like, just started kind of
catchy.
Yeah, it's funny too.
You're like, wait, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, and it was just kind of like a weird like little Instagram thing that I came up with, and then just kind of ran with it for a while.
That's awesome. I've always wondered the origin stories of that.
And now it's stuck. It's there.
Yeah, I need one of your stickers too.
Huh?
I need one of your stickers.
Yeah, we do too.
Yeah, no, definitely. Sure. Yeah,
I need another one.
I saw you give one to Nick. I was like, God damn it.
I'll bring you guys. I should have brought some.
Stop playing favorites.
Yeah.
Stuff. I need another.
Definitely.
Well, besides Astronoids, are you are you looking to do more artist management? Or are you just kind of like seeing how you like it? Is that, you know, are you like, what's kind of next for you? Like, you know, or are you just going to kind of work with one artist and just see what you can turn them into?
Yeah. Right now, that's my main focus. I've had some other people reach out to me. I'm very new at this. You know, I've only been doing this. I think we've been working together for about a little over a year, I'd say, something like that, year and a half maybe. And I'm trying to grow this and see, you know, what it is that I want to do with it, and, you know, and see where I want to take it, or if I just want to do, you know, manage one artist and put all my focus and my energy into that.
Especially these guys.
Yeah, depending on how things go, you know, I might be interested in the future to grow that side of the whole, I guess, you know, artist or music industry part of my life, you know. But hopefully by the end of this year, I'll be going into music full time, and then we'll see how that goes from there.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
What are some like key things you've learned so far, just like from starting?
Sometimes they can be pretty picky. You know, I mean, they definitely know what they want to do and what they want to play, and that kind of actually helps guide me, you know. It lets me know, hey, this is what they want to do. This is the direction that they want to go, and they're going to let me know. Luckily, you know, they're not aimless. They definitely have ambition and drive as to where they want to go. So that's where I'm shooting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the same direction that I'm going to. So let's do it. Let's blow it up.
Yeah. What about you guys? What's kind of like, what's an ultimate like dream for you guys? Kind of like a dream show, dream anything.
Opening for Chainsmokers.
Next dream is opening.
I just want to be able to like tour around the world and DJ full time and play crazy venues around the world, you know? Yeah.
Is there a festival or like venue that like that
you any one always... of them in Europe?
Like,
any random spots that people seem to
I got my eyes on Printworks in London.
I have to go to that.
Dude, yeah, Printworks.
Eventually.
So bad. Yeah.
Printworks New Year's.
Dude, yeah.
2021.
Or having releases like on, for me anyways, a big goal would be to like get a like a massive release on like a drum code or something like that to where it's just like, that'd be like a huge milestone for me. Be like, all right, good. That's what I'm shooting for. And then the DJing part like just goes along with it, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
Dude, fuck yeah. What about any, what upcoming releases do you guys have? Any things that we can know about?
Well, we just released one last month in December, middle of December off of a Skull label, which is kind of a newer label. They have one, like, partner label. I can't even remember the name of it. It's like Ushuaia or something like that. It's kind of hard to... something like that. But they just made like an American like partner label. It's called Skull Label, that we just put a 2-song EP out on. And then coming up, we're gonna have another release on Puchero again with Melly. And then past that, we're gonna be on Matt Cesari's label. It's called Panther Music or something like that. We're trying to get the official date on that, but it's confirmed. So
sick.
Yeah, that's cool. We'll have an EP coming out on that. And a few other ones, we're just trying to get the confirmation on those before we kind of like give too much information out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then the Leighton Giordani show, right? That's...
Yeah, January 24th.
Manager confirmed.
Leighton Giordani. They're going to be, they are confirmed. They are going to be direct support.
Sweet. Yeah, cool.
That's cool.
That's going to be a cool one. So everyone get your fucking tickets to that.
Definitely get your tickets to that.
Going down.
Yeah, we might have a little surprise for that show as well.
We should come. We should fucking film that. That actually would be a really good one to fucking film. We can actually see you guys.
Dark.
The last show we filmed was the darkest thing ever.
Yeah, you couldn't see.
It was like literally just the lights from the decks and that's all we saw.
We're at Rebecca.
That was such a dark.
I like that place.
I'm so sad about that venue. I want that place so bad.
Fucking. We'll get into that. But
yes.
This is so subject. Well, is there anything like that if for anyone listening that you would like to ask them or have them like go check your shit out, come to a show? Any ways they could support you, the best ways to support you?
Buy the merch.
Like and subscribe.
Check out our dope new shirts that are coming out.
Yeah, we do have a new set of shirts that will be coming out with Astro Noise, so that will be one way. So everyone listening to this will be dropping those soon.
Buy our merch.
Buy the fucking merch. Does Catlord have merch?
He does not at this point, some things in the works.
Sweet.
For that.
Good. Yeah. All right, nice. Well, keep your eyes out for Catlord merch as well.
And hopefully we'll be doing another show with you guys soon. Some kind of something.
Yeah, we're working on that.
That last one was great.
Yeah, that last one was a lot of fucking.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I had a blast. I think the whole
Yeah, everyone go buy Secret Solar, by the way.
Yeah,
to that shit Secret in the show notes.
Great album.
Yep. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Being here.
We appreciate you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Also, I didn't tell you guys, I'm Nick, and I'm the DJ with Astro Noise. Since everyone was saying what they did.
Thank you, Nick.
Forgot to give us an official title.
If you ever want to give me a gift, I like marijuana.
You ever see him out?
If you ever see him out,
yeah.
Ask this kid to join if he looks lost. Yeah,
dude. Toke him up, toke him up.
Maybe a strip acid.
This is what we're not going to give Nick when he's in Puerto Rico.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Costa Rica.
Yeah.
He will come back.
He might not come back.
He's really going to get lost in the jungle.
I might have to eat one with them.
They might try keeping me there, man. That's what I'm scared of. Fuck.
Like, you can't go back.
Yeah, you could be the techno lord there.
I miss Denver too much.
Yeah, but thanks for having us on, and thanks for inviting us over to
absolutely.
Share our story.
Thank you, guys.